keeps on raining, levee's gonna break. When the levee breaks, have no place to stay. Going down now. Hard to turn this music off. This is probably the best Led Zeppelin song there is. Play a little bit of it while we watch the Alamo.
If it keeps on raining, levee's gonna break. If it keeps on raining, levee's going to break.
Robert Plant lived in Austin for 10 years.
When the levee breaks, have no place to stay.
He lived four doors down from my last office. The whole time he was there, I didn't know he was there. he had a former church, decommissioned, desanctified church he lived in. Then he moved out to Lake Travis. I met him later. But I had no idea he lived right there. That's how perception works, you see. Average person doesn't know there's probably 800,000, they admit 325,000 kidnapped kids in America under Kamala. Because they're not right in front of you, you don't care. They're locked up in Walmarts, being used for slave labor, you name it. Man, that song's good. Best part's coming up. This song's never been put to this great Alamo. What version of the Alamo is this? I don't see John Wayne running around. What version is this? Oh, this is John Wayne's Alamo. Shot this out in the hill country outside Austin. I met his son once. They live out there. You know, John Wayne secretly lived outside Austin for a long time. We lived different places, but he had a big ranch out there. Jimmy Vaughn, my old buddy, lives up right by his old ranch. Blanco County.
Keeps on raining, love is gonna break. When the levee breaks, have no place to stay. Going down to Chicago.
All right, a lot of stations don't care this first five. That's why I went ahead and pontificated. Give me a little music break, because, man, this news is so hardcore. And I'll be completely honest with you. A lot of stuff doesn't get me... butterflies, but RFK endorsing Trump, which I broke and told you, but there was a weird chance that it was some weird setup. I didn't think RFK was like that, but I mean, this came from very high up the campaign. I'll leave it at that, like real high up. And then, of course, he endorsed him like I said he would, and I had butterflies about that because he backed it up 45 minutes and made us wait, and it's the same thing for tonight. It is going to be crazy because she's already destroyed. She's already really far behind in all the real polls. And if she falls on her face, I mean, she went down. They admitted 3 or 4 or 5 points in some of the polls after the CNN debacle where she sits way down in her chair and can barely talk. And I can't even make the face like she's all distraught. So you either get the scared, drunk Xanax Kamala or you get the methamphetamine, Adderall, ecstasy Kamala. And I don't know what we're going to get tonight. And I agree with the caller earlier. She admittedly has anxiety issues, Kamala. So when she does that head bobbing thing, and Tim Walz does that.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Space was a composite of three different men. This actually happened. Swamp Fox himself probably killed over 200 British soldiers. He'd been a redcoat in the French and Indian War, war hero. That's where our country comes from, defeating the greatest empire in the world at the time. We'll defeat the globalists. But if there's a civil war, they want black and white killing each other. That's not what we should do. We need to remove the criminals from power, the actual heads of the operations. It's called nonviolent, loving political decapitation. Information war, like it's a physical fight for our lives. They already hit us with a bioweapon, killed 35 million people with the shots and growing. It's in the game, people. All right, let's go right back to your phone calls as we build up to the debate tonight. Now, only 6 hours and 52 minutes. Crystal in Tennessee, thanks for calling. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, so good to be on here with you. I'm going to be really quick. I've got like three quick observations, and I have a question I want to ask you. I'm an attorney. I've worked only with the poorest of the poor, but I'm in Memphis, which is extremely liberal. You get blackballed by the affluent people if you say you're pro-Trump. I mean, it's bizarre. Well, real quick, I want to say something about the trans thing, and this does have to do with the election. I volunteered after Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans in like a devastated school, helping all the animals. I was single at the time. I did not get married until my early 40s. Been single that whole time. I went down there to help the animals, bleeding heart. I had been accepted into the Marine Corps, but at the time I decided not to go. But I was in the best shape of my life. I'm 5'4". I could run 3 miles in 21 minutes, and I could do pull-ups, which are next to impossible for women. When I was down there, I was getting a huge pit bull that was friendly out of a cage, and I could not control it. And it was going to get away and run off, which is, you know, you can't let happen. This scrawny, chain-smoking kid, well, it wasn't a kid, he was my age or older, 90-pound male, again, chain-smoking. I'm in the best shape of my life, a female. He walks up. He wasn't trying to impress me. You got to understand what this was like down there. He was not trying to impress me. He saw I was in trouble. I'm in the best shape of my life. He walks up and manhandles the massive pit bull. I couldn't get a control on it to save my life, and I was strong for a female in my arms. You as an alpha male, and all the alpha males and other men listening to this show, simply do not understand. We need you to fight for us on a cellular, visceral level. From the moment I had consciousness, I knew I was weaker than a man. I'm weak. In the best shape of my life, a 70-year-old man can beat my ass who's not in shape because I'm female. This idea, this psyop, that men can then compete with us is beyond offensive, and we need you men to fight because you know you're strong. I know I'm weak. This idea that a man can come is appalling. This segues into Trump. Trump is the president for single women. I'm telling you, 10 years in criminal defense, 2 years working in housing law, I saw the devastation that single women, and who are often elderly and who are childless, so they say he hates single childless women. No, the Democrats hate them because with the devastation of the police, the legalization of prostitution, the legalization of drugs, I have elderly women that would call in and say there's weed coming in my house, there's gangs everywhere. Trump's law and order trickles down, and it emboldens communities to care about law and order. Since the Democrats have been in power, cities have deteriorated. He needs to make sure and hammer that he is the president of law and order, which helps.
Oh, absolutely. Look, Gloria Steinem worked for the CIA. That's declassified. This whole thing was to get women in the workforce so that the state could control the children to then break down the family and destroy society. Paul Ehrlich, all of them are on record on TV in the 70s and 80s and 90s on 60 Minutes. Admitting this, we played the clips, we could play them again. This is all a plan. It's not to empower women. And women now more than ever are desperate. They're unhappy. In Europe and in the U.S., they tell them, we'll get into prostitution as a second job. And now that's how you empower yourself. The women don't want that on average. And so this is all going on. And look at this today. United Nations Agency declares war on gender language. Male and female in Canada isn't even on the forms for parents at schools for the kids. So you can't be a man or woman. That hurts somebody else's feelings. They're attacking our biology. Here's another one. Minor girls labeled transphobic after speaking out against LGBTQAAP2S plus boys using their locker room. I had articles yesterday at public schools all over the place. They're putting female coaches in the boys' locker rooms, instructing them while they're in the showers. I mean, I didn't particularly like it, you know, in football or whatever. I said, take my clothes off in front of other dudes. You know, go in. I had to do it. You still did it. I took my towel in the shower, put it around me right when I was done. You know, I went and worked out this morning in a local gym. I came to the office, has a shower, showered here. I'm not scared to be around it, but it's just, you know, it's, I mean, I'm, you know, I stay at my parents' every once in a while. I don't like walk into their shower when they're, it's my parents. I've seen them naked. They've seen me in my life. But the point is, imagine what it's like to have men in the bathrooms with the girls. And this is happening everywhere. And then these psycho leftist men, they fired one nurse in the UK a couple years ago. He comes in and says, I want a pap smear. He kicks his legs up. He was a large, muscular man. It was reported in the report. He had large genitals. He had a beard. And the woman said, you're a man. And she got in trouble. Last time I heard, she got fired. She was challenging it because she wouldn't pretend to do a pap smear. He didn't have a cervix. He didn't have a vagina. They want you to accept mental illness to say, oh, two women are having a baby in the prison. No, they put a man in the prison. He's raping them. So, again, it's a litmus test to see how much craziness we will accept. So we'll accept human clones, animal human clones, all of this dehumanization to get us not to believe in ourselves. And that's what Kamala Harris is for. And I totally agree. He should bring that up.
Hey, can I ask you a question, Alex?
Yes.
Okay. One quick prediction. I don't think Kamala's going to go the distance. Oh, she's stupid and she's awful. I think that they're going to take the L, let Trump win. I hope. And then because I think Newsom wants to win in 28, it's going to be wide open in 28. If they're going to be stuck with that idiot for 8 years if she wins. But listen, Alex, this is really what I wanted to ask you because I know you have a lot of sources. Okay, we saw them shoot Trump. Listen, and I happened to watch it. I caught it. And you are constantly giving us intel that you hear that is so on point. You get it before we all do, and then it comes out and it's news. So here's my question that I think a lot of people have, and it's kind of hard to tease out. But if they can shoot Trump, if they can do everything that they have done to him, the deep state, the evil, the Klaus Schwab, Soros, all of this really scary crap, okay, and we know that the election may come down to swing states, what are you hearing, if anything? Because in the back of my mind, Alex, I'm going, they've already shot him. We've got this evil cabal. There's no way, if it only comes down to a few votes in swing states, we don't have a prayer. They're in charge. Can you talk me down from the ledge and explain why even with all those things they have going in their favor, we even have a prayer of him getting in And that's the end of my question. But I'd love your thoughts on that because I'm so upset. I feel like they've already got it in the bag because they're going to cheat. They've already, if they can kill him, essentially they just happen to miss. Why would we think they're going to let him win a fair election? And that's it. And I appreciate you taking my call.
Thank you, Crystal. Pleasure. I think you answered the question. I mean, I've talked about this a lot till people's ears bleed. They tried to kill him on July 13th. Deep state takes an hour to go over the evidence, 100% stand down. Secret Service didn't shoot the shooter. Local cops did. The cops are like pointing at him, get him, waiting for the orders. They should have just shot him themselves, which they later did. They have lied at every level. They did it. They've said they want him dead. There was a stand down. And then when they didn't kill him, made him even more popular. So now they are in total panic mode. And so they will try to kill him again. And so that's why people are like, oh, that happened 50-something days ago. That's ancient news. No, it's not. It's the news of today and tomorrow. So I don't know what else I'm supposed to say. They can blow his plane up, say Iranians shot it down, truck bomb him, say the Iranians did it. I said that before. They said the Iranians would. I thought, who would they blame? Well, they want to attack Iran. And yeah, they're going to blame Iran. And then days later, they started doing it by the 16th of July, 3 days after. I said it a day after. So it's not hard. I mean, they're smart. They'll try to poison him so that they can, oh, he just had a heart attack. So Trump's taking a lot of precautions, I can tell you that. And so he's doing a good job. Pray for him. Our God can override them. If we pray and take action, God will take us the rest of the way. And I believe Trump is protected. I don't believe it. We saw that on the 13th. Turns his head the last minute. Or this way. So it's amazing. Nick in California, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, so American politics is just a total personality cult. It's been pulled away from any kind of basis in scientific confirmability or hard science, and it's become like both sides. There's two different. So if a billionaire globalist wants to buy out the entire system and control, basically be the mega voter who has all power. They just buy out the red side and the blue side, and they install people who just are all about personality, all about, you know, this big smile and big promises and all this, and none of it has to have any factual or hard basis to it. It just needs to rhyme and look pretty, and it's just this big pageant, right?
I agree with you. Overall, let me have an overhead shot for TV viewers. I'm going to give you a very primitive graph here. This is not scientific, but it's just a dead reckoning. Let's say in a presidential election in general, an average one about 65% vote. This is going to be a huge turnout. I would guess at around 70% vote. Okay, so if you've got 70% voting, and there's other people that are undecided or independents or just have given up or don't care. They're the 30%. Usually in a midterm, you get 40 to 50%. So in a midterm, you know, it's half. But in a general election, it's 70%. Now, out of the 70% that vote, and that's, you know, all this area, they claim that generally about 57% are Democrats. That's an old number. It's not accurate. There's been a political realignment. And then the Republicans are the junior party. So they always oversample in polls. But looking at this, it's true that at least 25% of people that do vote do it off of optics. So to say that it's all just a beauty pageant, how good do the tie look and how good do they talk and how many zingers they have, about a third or 25% right under that, of the people that vote do it off what you're saying. There is a large portion that actually go off policy. And so I would say with Trump, I mean, we fight him with memes of kittens and ducks, and that's all trying to reach low-information voters and make a joke out of it. So it's true that we do target, and I mean, I do this myself. I don't really do it consciously, but, I mean, we put out goofy stuff that dumbos like, but I also like it because I'm kind of a dumbo in one part of me. So, but mainly we're all about statistics and facts. Like, Kamala wants a 75% unrealized capital gains tax. That'll kill the economy. Like, eating a pound of cyanide will kill a person, or even, you know, a tenth of an ounce or a thimbleful or a gram of it. So, or price controls will wreck the economy. So, yeah, but I mean, I'm all about the facts, but it is true that elections are decided by that minority that's a large minority of people that just go off how the suit looks. So what do we do about that?
Yeah, so that happens either way. If the quote-unquote politicians were very hard science-based and, you know, knew about economics, knew about how to run a successful business, were, like, would expected to fulfill on the campaign promises that they make, that effect that you're talking about would still happen, right? And so...
Well, what happens is if you only do hard facts and the other side is targeting that percentage of voters that only go off emotion, you get maybe a little bit more of the brain people, but they're already voting for you because you've got the real policies. But because you don't do the pageantry, you don't get the pageant people. So you got to do both.
Yeah, that's definitely there. But what we're talking about,
I mean, look, you have a bunch of policy, but then Hulk Hogan rips his shirt off.
No, I'm totally with that. But what we're looking at is a system where...
I mean, hold on. I mean, I'll do hours of a show and 5 minutes of screaming and yelling and tearing my shirt off, too. And I do it because I like to do it. It just so happens that works. But, I don't think it's bad to have some pageantry. But here's my point. What are you getting at?
What I'm getting at is that this entire system is you've got lobbying, you've got K Street, you've got campaign finance. Trump even came out, and one of the things that I admire about Trump so much is he came out and called out that entire swamp system where he was saying, look, I'm only here because, you know, that's how the system works, it's corrupt.
He did it in 2016, and he needs to do more of that.
I love that. I absolutely love that.
Very refreshing.
Because I took political science at an accredited, you know, community college, and you learn all about the lobbying, K Street.
But that's why they don't like him. Because the lobbying goes way down under him because he doesn't let his surrogates do that. If he catches them, they get fired. Trump does what he wants. You don't go give him something and you get something with Trump.
And what he wants is what he says that he wants, and that is a successful country. It's money in people's bank accounts. Like there's been no shortage of politicians who could promise to send
listen, I'm not mad at you. You're a well-spoken guy, Nick, and I agree with everything you're saying. I think we kind of know this. So what do you think about the debate tonight?
With that debate tonight, it's kind of a thing that's already won in a way and kind of lost in another way. And, you know, because there's just such a stranglehold over that personality cult, and there's so much control going on there that really Trump's already really won, and it's just... it's because what he's doing is he's bringing a nuke to a gunfight. You know, he's a completely different animal.
Yeah, but he has to do that to override all the election fraud. And I agree with you. Thanks for the call. No, I mean, when you get The Rock and Elton John coming out and saying Trump's a wonderful person, they've always liked him, and a bunch of others do it, they can see the writing on the wall. That's why they're going to try to kill him. So everybody keeps saying, hey, Trump's got it. Hey, yeah. No, he doesn't. And we're 55 days out, or 54. How many days are we out from the election, guys? We'll put it on screen. I mean, this is just wild time to be alive. And I don't want to make this come true. Like I told you months before, they're going to try to kill Trump imminently. 55 days out. It's their only move, or a giant cyber attack that they blame on Trump supporters, which I've just, without even looking, and when I say that, it means they're pushing it hard in the news. Oh, the right-wing white supremacists are going to try to knock the power out, but the FBI is going to stop them. They're pre-programming that because they're thinking about doing it. Brennan in North Carolina, thanks for holding her on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I just wanted to, yes, sir, I wanted to say something to maybe kind of unify everyone listening on immigration and maybe an idea for Trump now and moving forward. So I'm a 28-year-old farmer. I've done construction mostly since college, and because of the type of construction I do, I've been working with mostly illegal Hispanics, and, you know, historically, a lot of the people are hardworking, and they love family, and they love God, and I've even had Guatemalan guys say that they saw ads with Obama saying, come here, we want you, get a job, get citizenship, and that didn't work out for them. But the slavery system that's over the migrants now, and the system, the neo-feudal system that's over us as well, has been perfected, and it does not stop at the border. There's child slave labor going on, you know, to the liberals that want to defend the downtrodden and don't think that child slavery is going on. Go find a tobacco farm on a Saturday. and you'll see who's suckering and picking the suckers off the tobacco. They need a small person, a very small person, to get in there. And you're going to find these children have nicotine poisoning, and they're just, it's just horrible. And then to the conservatives, if you ever go by construction sites and you see, you know, not all the time, but you see a crew chief and a couple guys with nice trucks and then 20 or 30 guys wearing this, that, and whatever, don't speak a lick of English, that's a blanquero operation. It's bleaching. It's money laundering for the cartel. When the cartel funnels people across the border with the coyotes, it doesn't stop there. They have tools, travel, lodging, routes.
They control them for at least a decade, and then they hand them over to the Democrats and their immigration lawyers, who take a big cut of their money. Exactly. It's a permanent underclass.
Yes, it is a permanent underclass.
We're not bringing them here to get them out of the tyranny. And you're right. The Democrats, even under Biden, they run ads, and the UN runs ads, come El Norte. They get them here, and they exploit the hell out of them.
Absolutely. I mean, I've seen so much of that. And then one thing they do is, because then they're compromised. It's a lot like our politicians. You know, once they're dirty, they have them hold money, hold guns. I've seen pictures of the guns. They hold drugs because they're illegal. The fact that people think that it's the illegal immigrants, they're just going to round them up and it's going to go peacefully. They have guns. And they're confused about the messaging coming from.
By the way, let me interrupt you. I started getting told 3 years ago that the ATF was telling gun stores to let illegals buy guns. And then a federal judge ruled last year, Obama judge appointed, saying, yes, illegals have a right to buy guns, sell guns, use guns, carry guns. And the same judge says citizens should be able to own them. Yes, they're arming them.
Yep. I mean, they're 5-10% of our population now. They need these black market
economies. Oh, they're way over 10%, brother. Are you kidding? They brought in 25 million in the last 3.5 years. It's 50 million in the last 15.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. I mean, people have no idea how.
Brother, you're out in beautiful North Carolina in a rural area. You come to a city, buddy. Go anywhere. Arkansas, Illinois, Texas, California, New Mexico. We got illegal aliens crawling out of our ass. And let me tell you, you're right. The Mexicans, on average, are hardworking, good people. But they do what the Democrats tell them. Once they become citizens and get away from them, they start voting Republican. But Republican leadership is part of the problem, too. Trump's different. But let me tell you, the Muslim immigrants, on average, sit on their asses. They're brought here for free stuff, and so do the Africans to a great extent, and so do these Venezuelan gangs and others. They are bad news. And they go to the minority areas, the immigrant areas, and feed on them. They're the ones complaining the most. So, yeah, the Mexican immigrants are a blessing compared to all these other ones. And I'll just say it. Anything else? You're gone. More calls straight ahead. We're moving quicker now. We got a lot of callers here. Roxanne, you're up next. And then Carlos and Joe and Lauren and so many others. Sean in New Mexico. Stay with us. You're up first.
Nothing moves. High news. Black dollar rolling.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. As our programs come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day, I got in.
I'm your host, Alex Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, a good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People have really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors. for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies. Because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you. But they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it, 8%, with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you would do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get an 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think, I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does a sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty, it's Alex Jones.
All right. 8 o'clock tonight is the debate, Central. 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain, 6 p.m. Right here, we'll start covering it. 6 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. it gets going, Central. Find it at InfoWars.com/show, band.video, in the live show feed area, and at Real Alex Jones. Watch the debate right here and share it like the future depends on it, because it does. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Roxanne in Florida. Go ahead.
Hello, Alex.
Welcome.
Oh, it's good to talk to you. You are a hero in my book, and I thank you for everything you've done all these years. The first thing I'd like to say, I cannot wait to watch with you guys tonight. I hope that they make Tama Chameleon explain why she's running as if she wasn't part of the incumbent, and explain the last 3.5 years that they have done so much to deteriorate this country.
I'm so glad you called. I'm so glad you called, because I'm up here saying what you ought to say. That's front and center. You keep talking about change. You wrecked what I did, what American people did. You've been in power for over 3.5 years, and you should call her your Kamala, the chameleon. Kama chameleon. You ought to say, Kama chameleon. Oh, my God. You ought to call her that.
Yeah,
Kamala. They call you
the
chameleon. Yeah. Who really are you, Kamala? He should say, who are you, Kamala? Tell everybody who you really are, Kamala.
So my question, though, is it's really kind of immigration related. What I do not understand, 200 plus years, people have been watching our country with our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our freedoms by law, and yet so many people are just immigrating here for freedom. You know, do they not realize they outnumber their establishment by like hundreds and thousands to one? And if they would just demand their own Bill of Rights, that they want free speech, they want, you know, the right to bear arms to defend themselves.
Well, let's be clear. I'm listening. I was thinking about something. Let me be clear. Mexico is the richest country now in Latin America. It used to be Venezuela and Argentina. But the Mexicans have had a bunch of revolutions. They at least want freedom. And it's Spain ran it, and then the Germans, the Austro-Hungarian Empire. So they've got some history of wanting some basic rights. But you talk about people fleeing Venezuela after 30-something years of communism or places, or El Salvador, that's better now there, but their bad people are here. They've emptied their prisons into us. It's women alone, women with children that are desperate, or it's military-age men that'll come in and be controlled by the gangs the Democrat Party at the end of the line control, that the Justice Department protects. And so you say, don't they realize they're here to get whatever amount of money and power they can get and to vote exactly how they're told. So they're not like immigrants from Italy or immigrants from Japan or immigrants from Russia or immigrants from Scotland or Ireland or, you know, areas that came here because they really wanted freedom. They're being brought in, brainwashed for up to 6 months at UN NGO camps, indoctrinated, given free credit cards, given free phones, given $3,000 a month, bare minimum. In New York, it's like $9,000. In Illinois, it's $9,000 a month per person. You can't make it up. The first year, then they cut it back to get them here. But now we're finding, and this has come out in the news, that people brought in 3.5 years ago by Biden have now been basically completely cut off. Now, like a citizen, they get a few hundred dollars a month in food stamps. And so they get them here, they get them indoctrinated, they get them embedded, and then they're now withdrawing the free goodies. So they entice them here and then take the goodies away generally within 3 years. So that's even more dangerous because most of them never get jobs, which again will create a time bomb in the future of civil unrest. That makes sense?
Oh, I've already told my parents to be ready for that. I said, when that stuff gets cut off, there's going to be a lot of problems.
And that's the thing.
I'm
the globalists.
So glad I don't live in a big city.
Let me give you another number. The UN, the IMF, the World Bank all have numbers, but the Pentagon has the same numbers. Okay. When food and energy hit 50% anywhere in the world on average, massive civil unrest, civil war, and just insanity, the higher you get, you hit 60% Arab Spring. Okay. Well, so they know this. So anytime they want, they just throttle back the goodies. There's no jobs for these people, and they will explode. So they administratively can just cut the goodies, and these people will explode. And so they've put a time bomb here, or like a hand grenade around our neck, that they can just detonate whenever they want. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what? A lot of it, though, like what happened in Canada and other countries, no free speech. If the common people would demand they get a Bill of Rights, and realize they're the ones in the real power because there's so
many.
Well,
they are. They are. They are. Trudeau got 20% of the vote, but he used parliamentary power to stay in control, and he is trying to outlaw speech. God bless you. Great points. Yeah, I mean, look. It's in sociology papers. I played the clip last week of the head of the vaccine program in Texas and Houston saying, white people are the ones telling everybody to revolt, not follow orders. They won't take the shots. We got to get rid of the white people, and she's white. Now, that's a boiling it down, dumbing it down, but if you want to know about the South or you want to know about Texas, it was mainly founded by Scots and Irish and folks. And that goes back to England being mad at them for always rebelling. So America, and it goes back to 1776, had that revolutionary spirit that you've had in Scotland and Ireland and places. And that's seen by the historians as a problem. And that if you get rid of this Magna Carta that came out of England, you know, 1,100 years ago or 900 years ago, excuse me, if you get rid of that, the globalists want worldwide tyranny and to control people through resources. So you can't have the West with freedom and liberty and people aspiring to it. You've got to get rid of that, and then you're under global corporate rule. That's why we've got to be destroyed. But it's got to be done in an orderly collapse with the globalists posing as the saviors so we don't know what hit us. That's why this show and others are so critical, so people understand what's happening. And then we can unbrainwash people that have been brought here, a lot of them. But Haiti is admittedly the most dangerous, insane, failed society on earth. And I feel sorry for those folks. And the Clintons made it even worse. But now it's a totally failed state. And they're trying to bring millions of them here. And they're almost all military-age men. And they are whacked out. And the government's like, we don't arrest them. Sanctuary city, they have cars. They're being taught, do whatever you want, however you want. Like the police officer in Aurora we played last week. He goes, yeah, I had guy for double homicide, top suspect. We let him go, sanctuary city. It's the law. Well, your little local law doesn't trump the Constitution and state laws, but they're doing it. So we need Trump to outlaw sanctuary cities, send in the federal marshal, send in the National Guard, and we got to deport these military-age men. And if they pull guns on the military, we're going to kill them. And I'm against getting rid of posse comitatus. I'm against troops on the streets for citizens. But when you've got giant invasion forces, they call it a racist name. It's not racist at all. It's what they called someone that just came across the border and swam it, a wetback, meaning they're illegal. Then it becomes a pejorative. But type in Eisenhower Operation Wetback. And there were millions of illegals here, and gangs were forming, and there were problems. And so he deported over 1.5 million people in just 6 months, Operation Wetback. Okay? And it's real simple. And the media, Joe said the word wetback, blah, 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 blah. They take terms that our people use, and then they say it's hateful. Then some people use it to be hateful. I don't use it as hateful. It's a historic thing I'm quoting. That's just type in President Eisenhower. There it is. The largest mass deportation in American history, History Channel. I said over a million. See, I have a good memory. As many as 1.3 million people may have been swept up in Eisenhower-era campaign called Operation Wetback. There you go. And again, the media acts like that's racist. That's knowledge. That's the name of it. That's what happened. The Vaquero program. All right, let's go ahead now. And because if a country doesn't control its borders, you think you go to Mexico and try to stay? I like going to Puerto Vallarta. I like going to Cancun. They're some of the nicer, safest places. Great people, great food, great culture, beautiful beaches. I mean, my God, Puerto Vallarta is just like, whoa. Looks like Hawaii. I'm thinking about it right now. I could take me to Puerto Vallarta. And when you get there, they hand you a form you fill out, how long you're there and where you're staying. And you get in trouble if you don't have that form when you come back. And if you stay an extra day or two, because I did it once in college, the hotel calls, the manager comes to your door and says, I noticed you booked two more days. Mr. Jones, you changed your plane ticket. You have to get on the telephone or you got to go down back to the airport. And I had to go back to the airport and fill out forms and get bitched at, or I was going to be deported. And they had guys with machine guns standing there. You think the Mexicans put up with this crap? No, they let them come in now, the illegals, and Mexico buses them all the way up to us. We need to slap a tariff on Mexico doing that. And I'm a tourist. They're spending money, and they're ready to throw me out because they're trying to control their country. Because if you don't, it's going to collapse. Sean in New Mexico, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, brother.
Oh, hey. My girlfriend and I, we both love your show.
Well, love you too, brother. What's on your mind?
We wanted to talk about the illegals because you were talking about how New Mexico had so many illegals. I live in New Mexico. It's horrible down here.
Yeah, the last time I was in New Mexico, I decided to drive. It was a business trip. People wanted to meet with me, and I hadn't seen it in a while, so I drove by myself. And, like, you get out of the gas station at night, and there's, like, crazy homeless people whacked out of their brain, which is true, Native Americans, not all of them, that's what's there, and illegals running around. It's pretty wild, isn't it?
Yeah, it is wild. I mean, you go to a hotel, too. It's like Mexico Central. They're like, no, hello, how are you? You know what I mean? They just go, they just go crazy. They have, they're all speaking in, their own language. You wonder, are they talking about me? No, but really, the illegals are so bad. I'll just have an Uber driver, and they'll be, you can't verify that they're illegals and stuff, but if they don't speak English, you might as well consider them one, right?
Well, that's the good ones that speak English. And again, most of Mexicans get jobs. Right. So that's my, and I'm not trying to say we have no border to Mexico, but that's not really, most of the people coming across now are not Mexican. You know that, right?
Right.
They're from Haiti, or they're from the Middle East, or they're from, and they're no education and don't even know how to wipe their ass.
And you see a lot of them. I'm sorry to say it, but they're like animals. They're crazy.
I hear you, brother, and I appreciate your call. Well, that's what, like, I saw Owen play a clip yesterday that I didn't have of people in Springfield, Ohio. And this guy, like, Haitians live there, they live there, they live here. I decided to go see if I get some, well, he's like an auto mechanic. I'm going to play the whole clip, but I decided I was going to go down and get some free stuff. They told me they gave me $75 a month. They get $3,000, $1,000, and it's all true what he's saying, because I've looked at the news. So imagine you're a Haitian, they all got new phones, nice cars, nice clothes, and then the locals are like, well, I want some of that free stuff. Black people, white people, you name it, are pissed off. And like, while they're talking, there's just Haitian men walking around everywhere. He's like, yeah, all my neighbor's chickens are missing now. And meanwhile, the media's like, it's a lie. No one's eating your chickens. Yeah, right. You take some Haitians right off the boat and stick them next door to you. Oh, my goodness. Let's move quicker here. Lauren in North Carolina, you're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Loren, and I cannot wait to meet you. We are coming to the VIP to see you with Tucker Carlson, and I've been listening since 2000. So I'm so excited to meet you. I have a lot to say, so I'm going to say it quick. I'm going to save my reviews for the 6 products that we take of yours at the end so that you'll have to listen to this. First of all, I wanted to tell you that aluminum isn't only for weather modification. It happens to also be an adjuvant for vaccines. Has anyone ever potently? Hickory is the most conservative. Hickory, North Carolina, District 10, is the most conservative district in North Carolina. I had 2 mail carriers tell me after the 2020 election that they were told by their supervisor to dump any ballots in neighborhoods that would appear to be Trump supporters and from homes with Trump supporter signs. That is another way that they're going to try to take this election. Thirdly, my husband is that one pediatrician who wasn't fired from his job. He willingly said, I would rather deliver pizza than harm a child, started a new practice, Hickory Pediatric Wellness, and we are doing great now. I wanted to let you know he is the only pediatrician who actually left on his own accord. Thanks to you, and we are doing fabulous. We don't make our moms vaccinate. We don't fire patients for not vaccinating. And we just love you to death.
Well, that's awesome. People say they can't find a doctor that won't push poison shots in their kids. That's not true. You can use a search engine. You should Google work, but you have to do deeper searches, use alternative search engines. But you can type in doctors in your area that do not force inoculations on children. Pediatricians in your area that are not pro-vax will also find it, or who will not make you vax. They get massive amounts of money for the, you know this, you do this as a business, for the more kids they inject. They have bounties on your children. So people need to find those good doctors to support them. You want to plug your husband's practice?
Sure. We have a wait list, but we go through it for the newborns. We go out of our way to help the newborns. So it is HickoryPediatricWellness.com.
HickoryPediatricsWellness.com. And listen, let me say something about Tucker.
Not with an S, just a pediatric. HickoryPediatricWellness.com.
Got it.
Yes, sir.
Got it. Yes, it's one of the bigger stadiums they've gotten for Reading, Pennsylvania on the 23rd. That is now a little less than 2 weeks away. They think it probably will sell out, but there's still some of the floor tickets left, and there's still some of the other tickets left. The VIP has sold out. I think they're going to try to expand it. I really look forward to meeting you. You have to understand, Tucker's already doing it, but he plans to take the funding from this and start a whole network with other hosts and all this stuff, but he needs funds to do it. I know the inside baseball, because he's not a big guy about accepting sponsors, but he's using this to expand what he's doing. It's going to be amazing. Also, Jack Posobiec, they've been having surprise guests, is going to be there, not just myself as the main speaker with Tucker. There's going to probably be some other surprise guests. So believe me, it's also key for the campaign. Bring your phones, video it, share it. He's going to post it. It'll go viral. It'll get tens of millions of views. Very special event. Go to TuckerCarlson.com And right there on the front page, at least when I checked yesterday, just put up TuckerCarlson.com's front page, see if it's still there. They have all of the events. Some of them are selling out. So be sure and get on that now. You go to the front page of TuckerCarlson.com, and you can find it all right there. Let's scroll down. There's Tucker Carlson with Dan Bongino in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Tucker Carlson with Megyn Kelly, Kansas City, Missouri. Tucker Carlson with Charlie Kirk, Wichita, Kansas. Tucker Carlson with Larry Elder and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tucker Carlson with Jesse Kelly, Rosenberg, Texas. On the 20th, Tucker Carlson live with Kid Rock in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Tucker Carlson live with J.D. Vance, Hershey, Pennsylvania. The Grant Center, Tucker Carlson with Alex Jones, Reading, Pennsylvania. And it goes on, Tucker Carlson with Roseanne Barr, Fort Worth, Texas. Tucker Carlson with Marjorie Taylor Greene, Greenville, South Carolina. Tucker Carlson with John Rich, Sunrise, Florida. Tucker Carlson with Donald Trump Jr., Jacksonville, Florida. And more. These are basically campaign events for Trump and America. So, TuckerCarlson.com. I want to see you in Pennsylvania. If you're in a surrounding state, it's going to be amazing. And I intend to also go out and try to interview some of the crowd. I advise them they ought to go longer than 2.5 hours and bring up questions from the audience. That's what people love, but it's really successful. And they're just building and building, getting bigger and bigger. I told in Reading they were going to have some of the seats in the top open and all the, on the ground. Now they're opening up more seats because what they were going to do sold out. But it's still all great seats. And I look forward to seeing you there. It's a good chance it will totally sell out. So if you want to get tickets, I will get them now at TuckerCarlson.com. All right, let's go to more callers. Let's go to Carlos in Canada. Carlos, thanks for holding. Always love to hear from you.
Thank you very much, Alex. Just a quick comment on tonight's debate. And I'd like to cover the July 13 attempt on President Trump. First of all, tonight's debate, there's only one major point that I can expect from Kamala Harris, which is a two-word repeat of convicted felon, and convicted felon. So I don't think there is much else that she can bring to the equation. And I believe from the point of view of a cognitive psychologist, it would be that I would let her sort of talk and feel that she's getting ahead somewhere, because she has cognitive dissonance as soon as she get that she covers up with that.
And he should say to her, that was by a kangaroo court. You're a convicted felon for child trafficking in the eyes of the people because you did it, witch.
Well, did you ever hear of a kangaroo court indicting somebody of innocence? No. They never. No, that,
well, Trump, when she calls court. Him a felon, should say, funny, the head of public affairs for the Southern District of New York says it was all politically motivated, not innocent.
That's right. Correct. Now, concerning July 13th, there was something very important, very significant that has gone unnoticed. Number one, it was mentioned that Crooks apparently had prepared to repeat the assassination attempt, as was with John F. Kennedy, President John F. Kennedy. So from the perspective of his aiming the rifle at his rear, the back of his head towards the rear right temple, occipital area, then he, that possibly is what saved President Trump, because he moved his head slightly and
well, that's right. A real killer would have shot center of mass and wouldn't have missed. I mean, that's well known. You get the kill shot, you don't go over the head.
Yeah, but the kill shot in this instance, to me, was attempted. And so I call the whole incident JFK 2, because I believe that's what the intent was, to have a repeat of the assassination of a president in a very public arena in the following pattern, which so echoes that of the John F. Kennedy assassination. You remember that...
admitted, according to what they released... he was also into the column. He was also into Sandy Hook and Adam Lanza. See, I didn't kill the kids, folks. It's made up. They basically imply, like, you hear Sandy Hook, you think Alex Jones. It's just brainwashing of the public. But yeah, no, he wanted to repeat the Kennedy assassination. Key point.
And there was a pattern that developed prior to the assassination attempt, which is not being discussed. The pattern was one which was begun on January 2024 by Alex Soros after the World Economic Forum, where he actually called for, you know, president stop must be stopped at all levels and he at all effort, and had a picture of a $40-something and a shot through a glass. And that was the beginning of what became a campaign, repeating and repeating over and over that we have to stop him at all.
Yeah, the headline, if you want to pull it up, is, did Alexander Soros issue a veiled threat to Trump? And it's a windshield shot through, and then $47 spread out, saying kill,
exactly.
Saying kill 47.
Exactly. Yeah, and that pattern,
which means stop him from becoming 47.
Yeah, and that pattern of pre-leading to the assassination repeats with President Kennedy. If you remember, everyone who was a teenager remembers the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. But do you know that media was calling, denigrating him with posters even on walls, asking to put him out even on November 22nd?
No, I agree. So you're saying they're going to really try to kill Trump again?
Well, the fingerprints are the same all over. Headshot.
Hold on, Carlos. I got to go to break. Stay there. I want you to finish your point. Then Joe, Charles, and Tanner. And who's Maria Z is hosting the fourth hour, then Owen Schroyer. And then basically live coverage of the debate's already begun. But 6 p.m. we'll launch a new stream that says, watch the Harris-Trump debate live here with analysis by Alex Jones, Roger Stone, and other special guests. And then that's the feed you share everywhere. And all the other feeds for my show, everything, at 6 p.m. will end. The War Room will end. I want this feed on The War Room. I want it on American Journal. I want it on The Alex Jones Show. We'll put archives of the show up. You'll get that. But I want all the ongoing live feeds that loop after the show's over for a day. I want everything. The Infowars.com/show, house feed, the network feed. I want everything. Every stream turned to the live debate. So you can share it from Infowars.com/show, band.video, or Alex Jones at Real Alex Jones on X. I didn't plug, but like once today for 30 seconds. I need your support. We've got great products. That's how we fund the operation, plus their amazing products. Infowarsstore.com. 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 Check out the Infowars MD line of products, the CBD gummies and tincture, the 1,000 milligram vitamin C and other combos, the body's ultimate turmeric formula, and get next level financial energy about to sell out at drjonesnaturals.com. Go now. drjonesnaturals.com.
So they always tell you it's the most important election of your lifetime, but of course, this one actually is. That's demonstrable. And it's also, because it is so important, being censored at every level by the tech companies. So we were thinking about this a couple of months ago, and we thought, why not get on the road live in front of actual people, live audiences, coast to coast, a nationwide tour where we can't be censored. That'd be good. It would also be fun. So we're doing it. We're going to be on stage with some of our friends, some of the most fascinating people we know, the most recognizable people we know, responding to what is happening in America this September in real time. It'll be just like the podcast, but it's going to be live. So we're excited to announce that our friend Larry Elder is coming to join us in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Our friend John Rich will be there with us in Sunrise, Florida. We're adding more stops. We just added another stadium show in Reading, Pennsylvania. We'll be joined on stage by Alex Jones. They tell you what Alex Jones is like. Have you seen him in person? You should. Make up your own mind. It's going to be fun as hell and interesting and intense, and we hope you will join us. Go to TuckerCarlson.com right now to get your tickets. See you there.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. InfoWars.com/show.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured. We have an occupied government. Any loyal American who does not want to be a complete slave of a biomedical extermination operation needs to get informed quick, get right with God, and then start telling everybody you know about it and not complying with the system. The system is here to destroy us. Complying with it will get you killed. Period.
We told you what was going to happen, and it did. Now we're telling you what's coming. At Real Alex Jones on X.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones